This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's up?
What's up?
What up?
The biz has returned.
The biz, baby.
Episode We're back. 12. You know what it is. It's the biz is what it is. Okay.
What is it?
The biz.
What are we doing here?
You ever heard of the biz?
Where am I?
We are, we're at San Diego, right? All of us?
No, yeah, actually.
I'm in your guest room.
Oh,
hey, hold on. I wish I was there.
Chad?
Can you stop?
What if it was actually?
Can you stop banging on my ceiling, dude? What?
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
All right, well,
rude this guy is.
We're back with the grid, baby. I mean, the biz, and we're the first topic.
Dude, what show do you host?
The first topic for today is the Gridiron Games.
Let's go, Gridiron Games.
We got the Gridiron Champs here. We got our coach, Chad, also a Gridiron Champ. And, you know, we caught a fat dub over the weekend. And, you know, it was pretty fun. It was a nice little event Sonics put together, if you didn't know what it was. It's called the Gridiron Games, hosted by Sonics X NFL. You know what I'm saying? They did a little collab together, and they brought together a bunch of streamers and pros. And there were four captains, one of which I was the captain for, and all the captains chose their teams. And they messed up big time by letting Rizzo fall to the fourth pick. That was a joke. I caught the dub immediately. I knew there's no shot the Rizzo-Sizzle combo could ever lose, especially with Chad as our coach. And, you know, it was straight good vibes the whole time. And, you know, let's get right into it. Rizzo has been on the grind for Gridiron. Man's been practicing. Probably the best Gridiron player in the world. Dude's been popping off. You put Brady with Moss, and it's just like nothing but dubs will happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, before the event, I played so much Gridiron. That hands down was the best thing Rocket League has ever like done to their game, besides making it free to play. Like, I think, like, straight up, that event was so good. The actual game mode. Yeah.
I wish it was in private matches, because we've been trying to play with the homies, just like 4v4s. Like, you know, we have a decent amount of people in the Discord, so we've been trying to play with the homies, and we just can't because it's not private matches. But it was pretty cool to be able to play against like other streamers and other pros and stuff as a 4v4 like competitive environment. It makes it so much more fun like that.
Yeah, you know, the worst part is that the game mode's gone now. It left today.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't know. You don't know. Yeah, it's gone. Back to ranked.
It was just NFL licensed, like for Super Bowl only type thing.
Well, I don't know if it's gone forever, but the LTM is gone and it's not in private matches. So for now, it's gone. There's no hint of it coming back right now.
Bro, what?
Yeah, it's already left today at like 2 p.m. Eastern or something. Probably 3. So it's new.
I haven't launched Rocket League in like 3 days. And
since you won.
I caught the dub. I haven't launched it since, and all of a sudden I hear the game mode's gone already. What? Are you serious?
I think it was a week.
It's like 1 week.
Dang.
So they put Earth for like 3 months at a time. Like, come on.
In League of Legends, a totally different game.
It's not the same thing, dude. There's no difference, you know?
So I think, yeah, they had the game went out for probably 4 days. The event was on the fifth day, and then they had 2 more days, I'm thinking. The event on Thursday or Friday?
It was both.
Definitely not. Okay, I think it was Thursday.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure. I think it was Thursday.
B-Man and Chad said Friday, so we're just going to assume Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. So yeah, they had it for 4 days, got some pride. Dude, I put in so many hours in Gridiron, you have no idea.
Every time I played that so much. Stream, bro, you were playing it. It was actually nuts. I only played it a little bit with Avery, like probably 2 hours total with Avery I played.
Yeah, dude, it was so good.
Oh, is that why everyone's calling you Tom Brady? Is that all you've been streaming?
Yeah, because they call me the Tom Brady.
I was wondering
if people
thought you looked like Tom Brady or something. So I was like, I've been looking at you like real hard recently, like really trying to see it. But I guess that makes more sense.
Squinting at me. No, they were because I just played it so much, and like I was just a big pass. I was just a big pass guy, you know. I was like diving my teammates up. So you know,
Remember there was a time in the series, like against the last series, there was like two times off the kickoff. We immediately started setting up passing plays to the left across the field, and then Reynolds and Turbo tried to copy us after, and they couldn't do it because we're too good. It's just like peace, the Brady Moss combo.
Dude, what kind of delusion do you have in your brain? They literally scored two kickoff goals right after them.
They scored one. The other one was
pass plays too.
Yeah, no, they scored one right after, but then we caught on to it that they were trying to copy our strat. And then the second one they scored was just like dumb. It was like, remember when it was when Nito came up under and like bumped the car barely?
Yeah, no, they
to the
that was
release.
They got lucky. They
yeah,
got
that
lucky.
Was dumb. No, that was actually dumb. It's crazy.
No, that's actually true. She should have grabbed that ball, but she got
Turbo's
scared.
Typing in chat trying to say they didn't copy. Turbo, stop. We know you're copying us, bro. Just get out of here. There's no point to speak anymore, okay?
The man's just trying to play the game. Chad, did you get the chance to play it at all?
Try it.
No.
Well, I saw you playing, but you know, I was just busy over here. They're catching me some real football though, dude. I bet you I could throw a football over the mountains. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man. Man's got his right arm doing work, huh? You know what I'm saying? That could throw far.
Dude, why'd you keep going?
I was just waiting for someone to catch on to the motion. All right, anyway.
Anyway, and then, okay, so I got some notes here. I put this this one will make your brain think. I put, why Gridiron is more important than Grid. So basically, the reason why I put that is, one, the Grid is kind of useless. Yeah, and sure, there's a prize pool, but whatever. But, dude, the fact that we got a title for winning that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters at the end of the day. We get the Gridiron Games champions. Oh, man, I can't wait to use it. I'm going to use that everywhere.
I'm literally never take. I actually think I'll never take off that title. Like that's the only thing I've ever.
No, I don't. I don't think I will. That's gonna be like my most prized song. I love that one.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Man, I'll take that. You know, I never won anything else, so I'll take that.
Would you rather have gotten prize money, like a prize pool?
No, hell no.
I wouldn't. No, I actually would not have rather gotten the prize.
Yeah,
pool.
No.
It depends.
No way.
It depends how much it was.
Yeah,
but
was
I would
like
much rather have the title.
If it was like 10K plus, maybe, but. Even then, it's like, you know, I'll take the title. The title's like you could flex it permanently, and you could probably just keep streaming with it and clickbait with it on YouTube and make back however much the prize pool was.
True. But I mean,
oh, the permaflex. Okay.
Yeah.
You could have just also taken the prize pool and, you know, invested it diversely into the market. You know what I mean? And then, like, maybe, you know, it makes a buy. Yeah, you never know. I don't know.
That sounds like it requires a brain, Chad. Come on, bro. You gotta
talk about
gamers.
Stocks, you know?
It sounds like old people stuff.
Yeah, you gotta work with the gamers.
Dude, my hands can't keep up anymore. What do you think I do all day, okay? I just like read about stuff and learn, okay? This is my tool now. These things are too old, okay?
Dude,
these hands, they're not what they used to be.
Mine are literally broken 24/7. Every time I record a video with Rizzo, we have to pause for a minute because my fingers are literally broken.
Or just like wheezing.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was reading a turbo chat. Turbo's an idiot. that game mode is like the best game mode they've released since Rumble. Pretty much the only game mode they've released since Rumble. Everything else.
That's definitely not true. They've just been so bad we don't remember them.
Yeah, no, none of the others really count. But that's definitely the best game mode since Rumble. The closest one probably would be like Heat Seeker. It'd be like the next closest.
Yeah.
Everything else is kind of
I mean, drop shot and hoops were like kind of cool for like the first like maybe half a day, first few games. But the fact that I actually played that game for like almost, I mean,
you played it for like 5 days straight.
I basically played it the entire week. Yeah. And like I would still queue it up if it was still there too. Like I would just hop in and be like, yeah, it was fun. Like I just want to play it more.
Yeah. Because it gets more fun, like, because you know why it's fun? It's like new mechanics you have to learn. You have to figure out like different types of passes you could do. You can go off the top of the wall, drop the ball, catch it, make another pass. Like the passing in it is really fun. And then you could just have, if you don't want to pass, just be an O lineman, something that Mahomes didn't have at all. You could just straight up go through the entire team and just plow them through for your running back. You know, just something like that. It could be nice.
Yeah. I don't know. See, also because the more I played, the more my casual MMR went up. And I started to get, like, towards the end, I started getting, like, pretty sweaty lobbies. It wasn't that bad, but the difference is, like, in Heatseeker, when you got in sweaty lobbies, people just chased you. That's why Heatseeker sucked. Because you would hit the ball, and then somebody would just start chasing the goalkeeper, and it was, like, no longer fun because, the fun thing is, like, the redirects. Like, you know, trying to redirect the ball when it's curvy and stuff. But in Gridiron, I don't know, you can demo, but doesn't really help you that much. There's four people you gotta get instead.
Yeah, the demos work a little bit, but only to a certain extent. Like most of the time, if you demo, actually, it just results in a goal, like straight up immediately, like after, because the whole team just committing to demos, and then if one person steals the ball from the last person, it's just a goal.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I like the game mode a lot more too.
Yeah, it's just less talk.
What a great game mode! Oh, I'm just reminiscing now.
It's less mechanically toxic than the other game modes.
I hope they bring it back. I hope it wasn't a week-long contract with the NFL or some stupid thing that.
I hope not, too. That'd be kind of dumb. Even Rumble, I would say, is like a toxic, not like toxic, but like toxic mechanically. Because it's like you just have like a plunger and you just win. Or you just have spikes and you just win. Or Magnet. You just air dribble across the
map. No, Rumble's tilting. Rumble is tilting.
Rumble is tilting. I mean,
because I can easily blame RNG on Rumble.
Yeah, and Rumble. In the new game, the only thing I could blame was the lag. Because it's just like, it's just bad. Because it's just, it teleports off your car. Because it's a new physic. So, other than that, there's nothing else to really complain about. All the mechanics in that were nice. Like, I liked how there's an out of bounds. I liked how the ball comes off and you only get 3 points if someone else scores it. Like, that's all really good additions.
Did they have, like, the NFL branding on the ball or, like, on the map and stuff?
Yeah, they did on the ball and then, like, on the banner and the outside of the map as well.
They'll probably bring it back then. I mean, it's not like the NFL, like, owns the game of football, you know what I mean? So they'll probably just bring it back with the map, without the decals, without the ball, like, decals, all that stuff. I'd imagine you'll see it again. I mean, it was really popular, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll bring it back. That's something I was bringing up with my chat as well, is, like, do they, if it was, say, like a week-long thing, would they want to bring it back without the branding just because people liked it? Like, I think priorities to them would be to not do that just because...
Just to try to get another NFL deal?
They try to get the bag again. They'd just be like, yeah, we don't bring it back, but we have it here if you guys want to bring it back. People liked it.
Yeah.
NFL, you want to pay us? I think they'll try to do that instead.
Basically,
if
what Chad said, too, is, like, just keep it without all the decals, like the NFL stuff, and... I mean, even in-game, I don't know if you know that, they added in the team decals for your cards. Like, I was rocking the Chargers car the whole time and stuff. But, like, they could just remove, if they lose their sponsorship, whatever, partnership, whatever they have, they could just remove the decals and just keep it all, like, just no skins, and that's it. It can be the same game mode.
You mean, like, on the field and the banners and stuff?
Yeah, you could just do a normal field.
Or on the ball, on the ball, too.
Without the NFL decals, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope they bring it back. I think... It's sad that they got rid of it. I think it's kind of good at the same time, though, because if it's just sitting there perma in the game, it's boring instantly, and then it just dies, and then nobody cares about it anymore, and then it becomes Snow Day. And you don't want it to become Snow Day. Nobody wants to be Snow Day.
Snow Day is the worst game mode in the game. I can't let people actually play. There's like probably like 10 people in the whole playlist, and those guys are...
You're overdoing it with 10 people, that's for sure.
My bad. Yeah, you're kind of right there.
Man, I kind of like Snow Day. I mean, I don't know.
Snow Day was fun for the first game I played.
How dare you?
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, I mean, that kind of covers the Gridiron Games. You know, we're the champs at the end of the day. We absolutely boomed Turbo and Reddles. Those guys need to step up their game. They have no clue what they're doing on Rocket League.
True.
So, yeah.
Wait, were you surprised there wasn't a prize pool for that?
No, I didn't really care for a prize pool. I mean, I expected there'd be something, but like at the same time, I really didn't care. Like it wasn't on my mind at all when we were playing it.
Yeah, I just wanted to play Gridiron. I just felt there was like stream content. I was like, oh, that's cool, free content. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking too.
You know how salty people get when there's like any sort of tournament with a prize pool that like has pros and content creators like combined. People get like real upset about stuff.
Like, what do you mean? And in which way?
Like just in general?
Yeah, like I remember like a couple of years ago, some of the Twitch Rivals tournaments, a lot of people are getting like super pissed because they're allowing like pro players in the game to like play in this tournament when it's like a lot of other like content creators. I know it wasn't just like pros in the Gridiron thing, right? It was like streamers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pros and creators.
Dude, people were salty.
I think it was
when
actually
money on the line, dude. People like they get pissed.
I mean, it depends. Like most Twitch rivals have prize pools though, and those are they just do it kind of evenly. They split up the pros and the content creators evenly across all teams, so it's not like a super unbalanced or anything.
Yeah, I think it was probably half and half for creators this time, or creators and pros this time, or for this tournament.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, one thing that I probably shouldn't have even been a captain from the beginning, because like realistically, our team could have been like me, Rizzo, and Reddles on the same team, and that's just like immediately unfair to all the other teams. But, I mean, it worked out anyway because Turtle was on the list, and I'll take Turtle over anyone else on that list. But it's just like, if anyone else is taking that pick, they could have just picked two people, and it would have been two pros on that team.
Well, yeah, but I think they're just, you know, you'd expect that's not going to happen, right? They're smarter than that to not leave. There were what, four pros to pick from, right?
Six pros, I think.
There were six pros?
Let me think. It was you, Arsenal, Turbo, Reddles. I'm definitely missing one. I can't think of it.
I don't know. Are
Garrett.
You?
Oh, Garrett and
Garrett.
I think there was one more. Wasn't there Shat? Forky. I mean, Forky's pretty good. I would consider him pro level pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He'd be
like,
up there
mechanically at least.
So I wonder how you actually could have picked Reddles.
I could have picked Reddles. It could have been me, you, and Reddles on the same team.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That would have been just dumb. Like just two pros and then an ex-pro immediately at the start.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I don't know. I actually didn't know that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It really didn't matter at the end. Still caught the dub.
Yeah, it's
that's what happens when you got Brady.
Yeah.
And speaking of Brady.
They call me the Tom Brady of Rocket League, you know what I mean?
Hey, speaking of Brady. The Super Bowl happened over the weekend on Sunday, and that was a good time. I permanently tweeted during the whole event for the free impressions, and
smart.
Yep. And you know, the whole time during the Super Bowl, people were complaining on Twitter about the Chiefs calls, and people were like, you know, saying, "Oh, Brady, oh, Mahomes and the Chiefs choked." Oh, it's just like, no, bro. It's just sometimes you gotta accept it. Sometimes you gotta accept it. You know, Brady's in the league. No one else is gonna catch a dub until he retires. That's just how it works sometimes.
I gotta look. Do you know how old he is off the top of your head?
42.
42?
Oh, this man's 42?
This man's 42 years old.
No, he's 43.
43?
43? Oh 43. My God! Oh,
and he's
my
still
God.
Absolutely beasting it. What?
Yeah,
the?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. He said he's not going to retire until he's 45 as well. So it's like that's two. He's going to have 9 rings by the time he's done, and he will cement himself as the greatest to ever do it, ever. I don't think that it's like. And if you don't know the whole Brady backstory, it makes it even more insane. Like this dude came from the 199th pick in the draft out of 200. Almost not even being
really?
In the NFL. Yeah, he almost didn't make it.
I didn't
NFL.
Even know that.
You've never heard that? Like,
no,
like,
never.
Oh, don't get yourself too down. Like, Tom Brady got picked 100, whatever. Yeah. And, like, he's doing, you know, look at him. You know?
Like, he's doing great.
You never I mean, heard that? That's a dumb thing. That's just like, that's like one in a billion. Like, you will never have a chance where it's like you pick up the sixth round, 199th pick, and he ends up being the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. It's just that's like not something that'll happen in any other esports sport or anything. It's just like that's just pure luck. But yeah, I mean, they picked up Brady. Man came from the 199th pick, has 7 rings now. And you know, people just deny greatness. How are you gonna say this man isn't Like, people all the time are just like, oh, he luckered dog. They'll list out all the different things he luckered dogged his way out of, the deflate scandal, all that stuff. You know, oh, got carried this season. Oh, got carried this season. Oh, this team choked, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, you know, sometimes at one point. Yeah, at some point, you got his acceptance. This man has a 23-year career.
Seven rings. Like, you can't keep denying it, man.
You can't keep denying it.
You can't just close your eyes and hope it goes away. Like, the dude dubs.
It's just ridiculous. And people say the same thing about LeBron. They're like, oh, dude, LeBron, he didn't win as many rings as Jordan, but he's been in double the amount of finals. Oh, he's a luckered dog. He barely got those rings anyway. Oh, he didn't deserve it. He's terrible. But not even the top 10. He's terrible. It's just stupid. People always deny greatness, dude.
Yeah, they don't like it. They don't like seeing others succeed. That's why I was surprised, because I was streaming and watching the Super Bowl at the same time. Like, I was just watching it above my stream, just like above my monitors watching. I was like talking to chat about it, and like, there's people that are just salty. Like, not everybody. Most people didn't care. Like, I got a Rocket League chat, so, you know, most people don't even know what's going on for the most part. But
like, how can anyone even deny like the results of yesterday though? Like, the Chiefs got smashed, bro.
Smashed. I was getting people in my feed. I tweeted about like, how like Mahomes and or not Mahomes? I tweeted first that Brady and Gronk are still insane, like best duo, and people were replying like, "Oh, they got lucky as fuck." I'm like, dude, did you not watch those calls? It's like the Chiefs clearly had two very obvious PIs. Maybe one of the offsides was a joke, and that led to a TD, which was kind of dumb. But aside from that, all the calls that you were going against the Chiefs were like valid calls, and people kept arguing against it. I'm like, dude, you're just in denial. You just don't want to see Brady win. That's it. They're just straight
you're
up.
Just in denial. Yeah, it's somebody who's like, I wasn't like biased at all. When I started to watch, I was just like, yeah, I kind of hope like Brady wins again just to see if he can do it. Like, that was just my thought process of watching. Like, completely unbiased. Like, I don't care who wins, but it looked like a stomp to me for the most part. And I was looking at like the penalties too, and I was just like, I don't know. It seemed like the two pass interferences. The big ones, at least.
Yeah.
The first one
was very obvious. The second one, maybe you can give it a little more reasoning for it. The first one is a clear PI, not even a question. And then there were so many stupid, like, just offside calls from the defense. It's like, what do you expect? Your team's just going to catch an L. And that kind of leads into the next topic, talking about Mahomes. I mean, let me just say the full topic name. By the way, Chad came up with this topic name.
Whoa. Okay.
Mahomes or motherfucking trash can?
That's great.
Oh, man.
Good one, Chad. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay, straight zinger.
I will say the first half, he was kind of motherfucking trash can, right? But the second half, he turned it up. Like, this dude, just some of the passes he was making in the second half that weren't even completed, because one, his O-line is trash. Two, his receivers have butterfingers.
So much popcorn before the game.
Yeah, way too much popcorn before the game. This dude is probably the most athletic quarterback we've seen in the league, dude. This dude is insane. Like, this dude was straight up on the floor halfway to getting tackled. Does a 360.
Dude, that was crazy.
Like 60 yards to the top, top left, Jesus Christ, to the front left end zone, and hits almost a dime to his court, to his receiver. That he couldn't have made that catch.
No, he did. He hit his receiver in the face.
There was the one in the
back corner of the end zone that he like dove for, and it like hit his hand, but he didn't catch it.
Yeah, that one was close.
That one was close.
If the receiver was a little faster, he would have had it. But that was like for how his positioning was getting tackled, that was ridiculous. The second one was an insane catch. Yeah, the second one was he was getting like just throttled from behind immediately off the start, and just kept sprinting around, just like turned around, dove through it. Again, 60 yards end zone, and the receiver it literally smacked him straight in his fucking face, and the receiver just
straight through his butterfingers.
Yeah,
that was bad, dude. His receiver straight up threw that whole game. But aside from his receivers, I didn't throw the whole game. The O-line threw the whole game. Apparently, the starter O-lines were injured though. So
O-line mod check.
Yeah.
another topic right there. Hey,
Mod check O-lines.
Yeah, that was terrible. This dude, I've never seen a game where the quarterback straight up didn't have a pocket. He didn't have a pocket. He was, every play would just swing out, pray for someone to be open. Swing out, pray for someone to, and when he would swing out, every single, the Pats defense was really well thought out. They knew that their D line was gonna dick down the O line, so that was just like a given. Second, they knew whenever which way he swung, they would just cover that side of the field, and that's it. He couldn't do anything. There's no one ever open. He just had to ground it or take the sack every time. So the Pats came with the game plan, absolutely outperformed the Chiefs. No one can really argue against that. Everyone that does is just brain dead. That's a GG gents to all you guys. and you know. Shout out Brady, 7 rings, go. Nothing you can do about it. Oh, Pat. But yeah, Jesus Christ.
The Chiefs, they had a couple injuries, right?
I said Pat. I just want to make it clear that I meant to
say Pat.
I'm so used to seeing Brady.
Yeah, everyone is, dude. It's so weird him not being on the Patriots.
So weird not saying Pat.
Right, yeah. So the Chiefs all had a couple injuries, and then they, from what I understand, they like moved around who they had left and then like replaced the other guys with backups.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, Mahomes is like that team, bro. If you can't protect him, give him like a little bit of time. I mean, because he was throwing.
Dude was throwing with aim, too. Dude was accurate. I mean, most of the time he had pretty good passes. He had a couple questionable passes, but like, it's crazy. It felt like whenever he was more under pressure, he would be more accurate. It was ridiculous. Just, this dude just has like that clutch gene. He just couldn't do anything. Yeah, they'll be back for sure. No question.
They'll be back. You really think Brady's going to win 2 more, though? You said 9.
Man,
I mean, bro, he's not like, yeah, nah, he's if he, already if he 43, win, bro. He's not he getting younger,
9,
man.
If he wins 9, he's going for 10, you know? You can't end on a dub.
Yeah, no, for real. Listen,
it's just like
I'm
ranked.
Saying,
you can't end on a dub, bro.
On paper, the Bucks team looked crazy. Like, their offense was insane. His weapons, this dude had AB, this dude had Evans, this dude had Gronk. It was a nasty offense. Even Fournier was doing crazy good. He stepped it up midway through the season, and like the whole team just looked solid, dude. It was just like, on paper, that team looks like they're going to win the Super Bowl over anyone else. It's just like Mahomes is upcoming. Everyone knows his skill set is just ridiculous, so it's hard to ever count him out. But Brady just has the experience over Mahomes that he'll never be able to get until Brady retires.
Dude, everyone hates AB.
I don't hate AB. I mean, he's a little stupid, but it's
a lot
like,
of people hate him.
Listen, I'm telling you, after that hit with the Steelers, I forgot his name, that just absolutely slammed AB out of existence. I swear to God that like it was just after that, AB. It was it called CTE. AB's entire mental was just boomed after that. I swear, that's the hit. That's the hit that boomed him. Oh, Burfict literally destroyed him, dude. That dude's out of the league now, right? Just to ask chat, they probably know.
For what?
He literally was like, just he was tackling people like really unfairly, like helmet to helmet hits, really,
oh,
really
like
bad.
Leading
hits.
With his helmet, hitting people in the head.
Yeah, he's like
whatever.
The scum of the league. And I remember I'll send you this clip after. There was this clip of Juju getting a payback hit on him, just demolishing this guy, like. As much of a payback hit as you could get, just knocked him out completely. It was everyone in the world just cheered for that. That was such good vibes, to be honest. It was crazy.
It was such good vibes.
Yeah, that was good vibes. That was good vibes. He's a really dirty player. He deserved it. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know what our next topic is looking at this. Like, are we even looking at this?
This is why I said to skip. I don't know why we even kept this.
Why did it say mud fight?
I'll skim through these real quick. See what we got. See cat girls versus plant girls versus e girls mud fight. Same thing, different. I'm just horny. I don't, okay. Safe online dating. Any girls out there? Please hit me up if you're a girl. Okay. Stop buying all the Pokemon cards. I can't find any. You shits. Pokemon is extremely hype once again. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Pokemon trading card game is back and bigger than ever, dude. Everyone's just losing their minds over this stuff. And we're going to be talking kind of about like just things coming back, like nostalgia hype, I guess.
Yeah, big nostalgia, dude. I'm in you with everything. Like, Pokemon's a good start. Everyone on Twitter is just nonstop posting clips of them opening sick cards and stuff.
You guys still see the Pokemon stuff?
Yeah, all the time. Literally everywhere. Week I see it. I saw Optic Hex post something the other day. He got a huge collection of them. And same with Optic Hitch. Both of them just keep opening new Pokemon cards, and they get pulling out Charizards and stuff. I'm sitting here playing with my nuts, and they're just sitting there making bank off Pokemon cards.
You know where I don't see them? On the shelves in the stores, because you fucks are buying them all, dude. Save some for the rest of us.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. What is it called? When somebody buys it and sells it for like 800,000% above the
scalpers?
Price? Scalpers, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah,
I just want to...
So there's tons of scalpers for Pokemon too, right?
Yeah, they're just like buying all on the sealed eBay, shit, dude, and like reselling it online because it's sold out everywhere. And they can, I don't know, dude, to be honest, a lot of people are like probably not making money or enough for it to be worth it. But dude, I mean, people are really clearing out Targets in like one trip, like one cart, just Target.
Well,
so much so that they put a 2-item limit on like collectibles at the Targets around here now.
Wow.
People have just been literally buying them as soon as they restock. They'll like find out when the vendor is getting there, because it's not like Target's not supplying like directly from like Pokemon or whatever. They use like a distributor and a vendor. Okay. So the vendor comes in and stocks on like a certain day of the week, and people literally just like track out like when the vendor's going to this Target and like this Walmart, and then they'll just like go there on the day of the vendor, wait for the vendor, and then just like swoop everything.
So that's for like the new boxes, right? There's not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They don't like re-release old boxes and put them in Target, right?
No, not like old stuff. Just like stuff that's in print. Stuff, yeah. Yeah, no, just stuff that's in print, or like these vendors are actually sitting on like a lot of product in general. So they have like a lot of stuff they're trying to just get rid of. It's not even like the newest sets, like not super super old stuff, but you can still find like some stuff that's a few years old getting like restocked every now and again.
Oh wow, I didn't actually know that. I figured it's mostly new stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not only Pokemon really is like even crypto stock like GameStop. Imagine being the GameStop CEO and just like seeing your company turn into a meme. Like I don't know if you'd be happy or disappointed that like your stock is going up at that point.
Uh-huh. I feel like you'd be pretty satisfied, but only if it held, because the CEOs and stuff, they can't just like sell their shares. They have to do it on a specific day. Like it has to be scheduled for them to sell stuff, because yeah, then they would just fall into manipulation and stuff like that pretty easily. But I don't know. I bet when he saw it hit like what four? It hit 420. I know that. I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah.
When he hit $400, that dude...
$20.69?
That dude was probably foaming at the mouth. No doubt about that. He was like, please stay there, please. Everybody buy GameStop.
Yeah, I heard they even like were able to hire more employees because of their stock going up so much, which is insane. And it's just like, it all started from a subreddit of just a whole squad of people. And one dude, I don't know, I forgot the name of the dude that started it all off, but like one dude just put in... like a couple $100,000 into it and just like boomed the whole market, and everyone started putting in, and that's where the whole Diamond Hands goes in, and like everyone says they're not going to pull out unless that one dude does, and that dude literally made $34 million, and then he didn't pull out and lost $14 million, and he said I'm still holding. He just kept holding, and he's still holding, and the dude just doesn't care. He's like out there to make a point more than he is to make money, which is nuts. This dude could have pulled out with $34 million.
Yeah.
Like that's literally life-changing amounts of money, and this dude didn't care because it's just about like the whole
movement. No, he had already pulled out, like it was like 5 or 10 million, and like at that point, I mean, as well, like it's definitely life-changing, like just having that amount of money. Yeah. Right, it's just like if you're actually selling 10 million, it's like, well, I mean, 34 million is cool, but what if it goes up more, you know? you're probably like, I already got the 10 million, you know, from what investment? From 50K, 100K, yeah. You're like, I already got 10 million out of it, you know? It's just it's literally free money.
Yeah, it was at that
You might
point.
As well just let it sit. He already got his money out of it. So
I mean, what's crazy is like once he was at 34 mil, he saw it dropping. He dropped like 10-14 mil, but he just like at that point is when I would probably just start pulling out, because it's just like, you know, you already made like, what, at that point you made 20-something mil, just pull that out. Yeah. But that's the part that I was like, damn, this is insane, because he kept holding it. And then he got, after he held it, you know, he got to a I'm pretty sure him, Elon, and like one other person, I forgot his name, he's like that big I think that China investor dude, the crazy rich one.
I forgot his name, but that they all literally got into a call, I think, and like he on a Discord call, and he was like talking to them about crypto and like giving them info on it, and like the whole everything just started blowing up even more after that because Elon started getting involved in it.
See, I don't know much about stocks, but have you been into a GameStop in recent years?
No, I haven't.
No, I actually haven't.
Bro, it is depressing.
Don't they just sell toys now?
No, I mean, like, they have, like, a little bit of toys, but, like, dude, it's, like, empty in the sense of, like, there's no one shopping there.
Cold.
Also, the shelves are barren, dude. Like, it looks like they're all going out of business. Like, you know, those, like, clearance, like, 50% of everything must go. That's what it feels like. That's, like, where I feel like I am when I walk into a GameStop now.
Like a liquidation sale?
Yeah! So, like, I don't know, man. I don't know much about stocks, but, how much could GameStop really be worth, bro? Right, it's a sad store currently.
Yeah, that's why it's so crazy. Man. Like, your company shit it was about to die, and it got memed back into existence. Like, that's just insane.
It feels like Blockbuster, like what Phil said in the chat. It literally feels like do you guys remember Blockbuster?
Yeah, that was the GOAT back in the day.
Well, yeah, my family would go to Blockbuster like all the time. We'd go like pick out a movie, get some candy, like maybe rent a game if like me and my brother were good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But dude, yeah, it's exactly what it feels like when Blockbuster was going out of business.
Well, the thing with GameStop is like even if they just had like a shit ton of money poured in or whatever through their stock. It's not like unless they actually change something with the company, like that shit's gonna still be dead in a year. Yeah, it's sure. Like it's gonna be the same exact thing anyway. They gotta switch something up. It's just
that was why it was crazy investing in
or sell themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like a dead company for sure. Everyone knows it's going to die. Unless they change their whole model and some I don't know how they would do it.
That's why the price for GameStop went up so much is because it's one of those things where everybody knows it's gonna die, so they short sell the stock. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. The whole hedge fund thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they short sell the stock, but they short sold it 140% of the shares that were even available. So, like, there's more than available shares that are being shorted, and then so when they have to buy those shares back, it's gonna squeeze the price, and that's what everybody was hoping for, which apparently it didn't happen, people are saying. It never actually did a short squeeze. It was just people buying in on the hype. So I don't know, I guess. But that was the main reason of his name was Deep Fucking Value.
Yeah.
The guy on Reddit.
Yeah.
That was his main reason is that they were shorting so much. So if the price goes up, they have to end up buying back the shares eventually because they're gonna lose billions of dollars, which is what they're freaking out about and all the news articles.
Billions. They lost they literally went bankrupt. The hedge fund that did that, they went bankrupt completely.
Yeah.
They straight up filed for it. It was insane. Honestly, well deserved, because those guys make billions of dollars off of they have a bunch of clients that they hold money for, and they make billions of dollars investing it in as a group of people. They're just basically using a bunch of different people's money to short sell for themselves, so that they're just making constant money. They finally got a little bit just desserts.
Did they though? Because like, did they like for real go bankrupt, or
no,
like
they for real,
did they
for
file
real
bankruptcy to like dodge out on penalties and having to pay back a bunch of shit, but they actually have already like paid themselves like and done some other, because there's like reasons to file for bankruptcy that kind of play the system. I don't know if you know about this.
Yeah, no, I've heard about that. I think maybe you're a little right. I think maybe they didn't lose all of it, but they had to lose like a large majority of their money, and maybe they filed for bankruptcy to at least keep some or something.
Nah, the CEOs didn't lose any money. Nah, the company lost money or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The like, CEOs are chilling.
File for bankruptcy with this company, and then like the same dudes will just like start another one with you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I think
same,
they can.
Same exact thing.
I think like if you file for bankruptcy, like you can't like do it like over and over again, right? So then like it'll just be like they'll still be like a big part of this company, but it'll be like someone else is like the owner, like whatever it is. I don't know, dude. Business people are shady, bro. Business is complex. I don't even understand.
It's pretty crazy. I'm supposed to be a business major too. I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, to be honest. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, college really did wonders, you know what they say, baby. C's get the degrees. That's kind of funny, yeah. Too, because I used to actually care about my grades in high school. Actually, I cared about, well, I mean, I kind of still do care about my grades. But toward the end of my college career, I started just not caring at all. I was like, sophomore year, freshman year, halfway into the junior year, I'm like, all right, I want A's and B's. And then, you know, you got to this junior year, senior year, just like, I cannot study for this.
I mean, when you apply for a job, they're not like, oh, what grade did you get in this business class? Like, what?
Literally. I mean, especially in grad school, it doesn't matter at all. Like, grad school, you just need to get C's. You know, it actually doesn't matter.
I thought, so did you actually finish, like, a business program? Because you started in dental school, right? Or no?
I'm still not done. I have, like, two more semesters to finish. I'm finished with everything else, though, like, all the prerequisites. I finished, like, most of my major courses. I just need a couple more. But I started with dentistry. No, I started with business, then switched to dentistry, then switched back to business. And now I'm doing, like, a business... like, plus, whenever I can, I try to take, like, computer science classes just because I think it's more fun than other classes.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe it's like a senior course when you learn, like, all the shady Wall Street business tactics.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe I haven't taken it yet. I need to look. I have, like, literally six more classes to take. So, once I'm done with those, I'm done. So, you know what I'm saying? Find out about those shady stews.
Shady stews. Okay.
But, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned I didn't mention this yet, but yesterday, or this morning, I think Elon and Tesla put in $1.5 billion, of the Tesla company, like their money, not Elon's money, into Bitcoin. And they announced they're going to start accepting Bitcoin as currency to, you know, to buy their cars, which is kind of crazy. It just shows how.
Oh, is that there was the jump in Bitcoin that I saw?
Yeah. It literally jumped, I think like 15% or more today. It went from like 38,000 or something, 37,000 to like 44,000. It jumped a lot.
39 to 44. I see it. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was super confused.
It jumped a lot. And, you know, just Elon tweeted about it. And he first tweeted about Dogecoin. Then they announced about the Tesla $1.5 billion into it. And I was talking to, I have a friend, his name is Naveed. He knows a lot about crypto. Apparently, Elon got into a call with another I forgot his name, just another guy who's like another entrepreneur type guy, investing guy, and he like informed him on how to put like excess amounts of money into crypto, and Elon didn't know it was possible until he talked to that guy and he guided him through the whole process, and like in less than a month he's able to put $1.5 billion into crypto. So that just kind of shows how like easy the process is if people really wanted to. And, you know, crypto is just really progressing forward like crazy. I don't even know too much about it. Just like a little bit of info I've gotten off of friends and people like informants and stuff. And for the most part, the only issue I see with it, I think I talked with you about this result a little bit maybe, about the tax issue with crypto. Because you can't, it's hard to write off taxes and like into just like write about taxes like when you're doing your taxes. Because it's not a government currency.
I'm pretty sure for most of them now, I think before maybe in like 2016 or 15, like the early stages, it wasn't really like you kind of had to do it yourself. But a lot of them are kind of structured like brokerages right now. I mean, there are like actual brokerages where they will give you a form like this is for like actual companies and like stocks. They give you like a form at the end of the year in like February or something. Basically of every single trade that you've done, and you just put the like ID number of it, and then it'll basically like you put it into like TurboTax or something.
Interesting.
And it'll like say like this is how much you owe. And I think a lot of them now are structured like that as well, where they'll send you this form of all your trades throughout the year, and then it'll just do it for you.
Okay, but then it gets kind of crazy. Like, what if you're just trading a bunch of different coins? Like, you have to input. You have to input each trade, or you have to just input each profit from each coin, or something like that.
Wait, they can tax your transactions even if you're not like selling it for like actual US currency?
Yeah, so like don't quote me on this, so like, you know, I'm saying not your financial advisor, stuff like that. But the way I know about it is like if you make a trade on like a security or an investment, if it's a short term trade, it's basically taxed the same as your income bracket. How you're normally taxed throughout the year. If it's longer than a year, you get taxed at like 10 or 15%. I think it changes like every year. Because it's considered a long-term investment. So it's the same exact thing for crypto. If you're doing these trades, like it's just say you're trading and holding it for a day and selling and selling and selling. It's going to be taxed the same amount as your short-term or your normal income. So it's considered a short-term investment.
Okay. Also, the guy, by the way, that talked to Elon, his name is Michael Saylor, if anyone wondering. He talked to Elon, told him about how to input a lot of money into crypto, and now Elon's doing it.
Why does that sound like such a scam?
What, paying taxes?
Yeah.
Taxes are a scam. Example,
I mean, in general, yeah, taxes are kind of a scam.
Really
kind
are.
Of shady, dude. Like, where's all this representation we've heard about? You know what I mean? I'm still getting taxed. But anyway, like, I don't know. I feel like if you're not, like, actually generating income, like, you're just trading this thing that's not the actual government-backed currency, like, how can they tax you on it if it's not even, like, real income yet?
Well,
I
figure, thing, like, the thing is, it still only holds be value. Once you
withdraw it or, like, convert
it. Right, or you put it to, like, a U.S., like, the, you know, an actual dollar. There's U.S.
That's
dollar
a scam!
Coins. There's,
yeah, like, I mean, no, but it's, like, once you're withdrawing it, like, you're making money off of it. So you need to, like, you need to file for that. You can't just go around like just making money and never like you know, the government can never know about it. That's like that's the point of taxes, I guess. The whole point of them. Right. But the problem is like taxes.
But you're
are
not
really a scam,
you're not like actually making money yet, though. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you are because well,
you
yeah,
can.
It's a it's value. It has a, it holds value.
It's once you sell it though, once you trade it to like another coin, that would be
but
your transaction.
So are these like they're not like backed by anything currently, are they? Other than
crypto, no.
Like, what is crypto backed by? So,
I
asked
the same thing.
Government, how is it actual money? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
it can be viewed like I think it's like because of people and like people are willing to trade it and trade services, and but it's not actually backed by anything, right? So, how is the government like saying this is income if it's not even a currency? That's like, how could they say this is actual real money, right?
Because when you sell it and put it towards like a US, like there's a coin called USDT.
USDT, by the way, it just exactly holds the amount of the dollar.
Yeah, this is a dollar value. Yeah. So if you sell it to like USDT, I think for sure you would be able to be taxed in that situation. But I think for any transaction, you're taxed. I'm not 100% sure on crypto. Just throwing that out there.
Crypto is complicated. It really is. The taxing part of it is really complicated. I don't know the term for it, but like, you know, from what I hear a lot from people is like the decentralized currency is what crypto is compared to the government, which is. You know, they own the currency and we are using their currency. So
the thing with crypto is it's just the value is whatever people believe it to be. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the same exact thing as like the US dollar. It's just whatever people believe it to be. Like if everybody's using it, it's going to hold that value.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a common thing. Everybody's using dollars. So, you know, might as well use my dollars.
It's like gold. Like, you know, people find gold. And it holds value, and you know, you have you sell it for you know money. You get money back in return.
Well, that's same with, well, gold's
no,
like
that's
a finite.
Different, though.
Let me explain.
And
why.
That's what literally backs currency. Like,
No. Let me get more. Okay, yeah, let me get more into it because it, with crypto, you're finding Bitcoin. Like you know, you same with people how they find gold, and it holds value because of that because it's a limited amount of a resource. That's what I was trying to get at.
Right.
So that's why it holds value. It's not just like a made up value for what we determine. It's just because there's limited amounts, and the more people want it, the more the value goes up. It's just whatever
people are willing to pay for it. Essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the same thing as basically anything in the world. So just look at a fucking Gucci hamper. I don't even know what do they sell.
Hamper?
Yeah, some limited like tiger.
I mean, I'm sure
tiger
they have
leather.
It.
Yeah,
bro,
some
you're gonna
crazy
put your
tiger
dirty
fur.
Gucci clothes, dude.
Exactly, in a Gucci hamper, you know, whatever value somebody finds that as. So,
yeah, literally.
I'm selling Gucci hampers from now on. By the way, boys,
I just read the last part of this right here.
I don't see anything.
What is this? What is kind of?
Are we doing this one?
Oh yeah, we should do that. We can do that if we want. I'm down.
I mean.
To.
Should we just do it like every time? Just make this like the roundup, like take a few at the end, or
No, that's a good idea. I'm down.
We could also just scrap it.
I still kind of want to mention this point, you know, just like kind of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, respect.
Because what if they're actually listening, and then I'm gonna be all flustered. So never mind.
Yeah. Okay. True. Yeah. I mean, should we save this for next time?
Don't want to embarrass myself in front of the baddies, you know what I'm saying?
shout out all the other 1% of females watching.
Go, let's go.
Okay, well, let me check. How long have we been live?
It's 52 minutes.
Oh, I mean, we could hold it for next time. I feel like we should do this just every time. Why not? We could do like a little 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's just do it. At the end, let's just pick a couple, you know?
Yeah, let's just do it. All right, any questions from chat? Basically, the last thing is any questions from chat you guys want us to discuss, pretty much, or just any topics that you guys or questions that you want to ask us.
I have one request.
Go ahead. What's up, chat?
Don't ask me about Rocket League.
Yeah, any Rocket League questions will be ignored. The first question is a Rocket League question. I can't believe it.
Of course it is.
Exactly. Like, what is it? Exactly how fat is Turbo?
Like, what is that?
Like, that's the most...
Ban that guy.
Like, get you lived for 20 years on this earth to develop a high-quality brain, and your human body works every day in and day in, like, day in and day out to fucking make sure that you can function, and that's the first thing you come up with. You know, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah, why ask a Rocket League question? It's not like they're pros. All right, and this concludes our first and last taking questions from chat segment. Thank you guys so much. That is the bit.
Hey, you know what? It was a, you know, the only thing is, yeah, that's a good one. You know, Rizzo, where are your candles? Me and chat have been waiting for a minute now. We haven't received candles, and we keep asking you every other week, and you're like, you know what? Next time, I'll send you guys
a candle. Okay, first off, I've been in this... state this place for I don't even know how long. I wasn't supposed to be here this long. But anyway, no, I bought like a candle making kit over here, and it just wasn't the same. It just wasn't hitting right. You know, I just wasn't feeling it when I was making it over here.
Was
so.
It a lower quality one or something?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. It's just.
The vibes aren't right.
The vibes just aren't right here, you know?
I feel you. I feel
okay,
you.
So you're saying...
Making candles in front of the boys is a little bit too embarrassing, you know?
So you're saying when you're back home, you'll make his candles?
When I'm back home, I think I'm going to pop off on the candle-making venture, just saying.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Throw candles out for my boys.
I can't believe that'd be embarrassing to make, like, candles in front of your dudes, man. Like, these are the guys you play with, you live with, you shower with. Like, there's, you know, there's no barriers here.
Oh no, you'd expect it not to be, but there. I guess there's always a line to be drawn, and that must be candle making, I guess, just this time around.
Hmm.
But look, this is another person that I just this is the people.
Dude,
that
you have to stop reading them. You have to ignore them.
No. This is the Brady one. You seeing this one? The long one. Brady can't be the GOAT based off of how many rings he has. But Russell isn't considered the best of basketball, even though he has the most. So tell me other reasons why Brady is the best other than rings. Like, questions like this is what, like, I think, you know, that's another reason that I just can't believe that you have been on earth for however many years and your brain hasn't developed enough.
No, tell him. Why is Brady the best without rings?
You asked, there's been so many interviews in the league that I've watched, people saying that no one in the entire league puts in as many hours into watching film, into watching how other teams play the game, into understanding football than Brady, right? So if you're saying that this dude puts in however many hours he does, 8 hours a day to watching film, And you know, he constantly brings his team back to the Super Bowl, constantly gets clutch situations, gets his team out of bad situations, brings it back to the clutch, mm-hmm. switches teams mm-hmm. from the Patriots to the Bucks, still mm-hmm. brings his team back to
yes,
the Super Bowl.
Sir!
Even after
Rich!
Even I'm after brilliant. All the doubt, people didn't even have them making the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. And even after all that, even at the beginning of the year, they were considered trash. Literally, no one thought they were going to make it. Like, oh, this team looks like trash. Brady's finally going to make Super Bowl. You fucking wish. This dude comes back, dicks down every team in the league, goes to, who does he go through? Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. I don't even know who the fuck else. He just Matt Stafford, I think. Dude, he just digged down everyone. Like, I don't know what else you want. This how can a dude make the Super Bowl more enough times to the point where him making the Super Bowl is a higher chance than fucking Steph Curry making a three? Same thing with LeBron, okay? They're unreal players. It's just like, I don't know what you expect. The GOATs will be GOATs, and they'll have haters like you to exist no matter what. That's just how it works. And honestly, you haters doing the world a favor. We wouldn't have extra content like this if it weren't for you guys. So thank you very much.
Also, how do you compare like NFL to like NBA necessarily, right? Like, think about how important like the quarterback position is compared to like five guys on the court.
All right, I just listen. I heard the name Bill Russell, so I did some research. I'm just saying this dude played in 1969. That's why people don't talk about him. Like it was the answer was right there. That shit was 50 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like it didn't take me that long to figure it out.
Yeah. No. And also, Kago, I'm not saying LeBron's the GOAT. I'm saying LeBron is on the level of Brady as like GOAT level. Like obviously the GOAT is Jordan. I think by the end of LeBron's career, he might be the GOAT.
Wait. What do you mean? Obviously the GOAT is Jordan.
Listen, the GOAT is Jordan, dude. Right now, the GOAT, until LeBron retires and then we figure out how many more times he can bring his team back, the GOAT is currently Jordan. Until LeBron.
Bro, are you feeling it? Do you got a fever, listen, man? You're not making a lot of sense.
LeBron is number two in all time, okay? He is right behind Jordan. And once he wins two more rings, he will pass Jordan. Okay?
Well, not actually, not to play devil's advocate, but I really think. I think we got to get the stats together. I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need a statistician. I can't say it. I'm over it.
A statistician, bro.
I'm over it. All right, well. That's the biz.
That's the biz, baby.
That's the biz.
And, you know, we appreciate you guys coming by. Hope you guys enjoyed Biz Episode 12. We will see you guys probably in 2 weeks because we can't think of topics every week. And thank you for coming by. We love you guys. And, you know, shout out Turtle for our outro music. And, shout out Prediction. Shout out the Biz Podcast on Twitter. Go follow it. Also, if you didn't catch it here and you came in late to the stream, you want to catch the beginning, go watch the beginning of the stream. Or not the beginning of the stream. I'm fucked up in the back of the bug of my thoughts right now. I'm in the back of the pause, Turtle.
Yeah!
Go listen on Apple and Spotify, all that good stuff. And see you guys next time.